Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On this segment of Inside Austin from Austin Area Urban League is Quincy Dunlap, the president and CEO, and Mario Davis, who is the special initiatives coordinator. And they are joining us to discuss their upcoming Historically Black Colleges and University Invitational, which is a basketball tournament taking place here in Austin at the HEB Center. November 23rd and 24th, tickets are on sale now. Go to aaul.org, Austin Area Urban League. We also have them on to talk about their 2022 Equal Opportunity Gala, which is December 3rd at the Hilton Hotel. And I guess also we have you on to discuss something kind of, I guess one of the things that makes my job pretty simple is that my first question is almost always the same thing. And that's that, tell us about your organization. What's your mission? What's your goals? Tell us about the Austin Area Urban League.
The Austin Area Urban League is a historical civil rights and human service organization. We've been around since 1977. Ensuring excellence in service and through equity and equality for Austin and Central Texas since 1977. So we got about 45 years of service commitment to the Austin and Central Texas region.
What are your services? And, you know, when you talk about giving assistance to the Austin area and the capital area, what would someone expect from your organization?
They can expect to come in and have us meet them where they are under five empowerment pillars, that being education and youth development, housing and community development, health and wellness, justice and advocacy, and workforce and career development. There's also a sixth kind of invisible pillar, and that's special initiatives. But usually the things that start in the special initiatives end up directed to one of the five empowerment pillars once we get it solidified and stabilized.
Now, empowering communities, changing lives is your slogan. And one of the things I like to do is to be able to talk to the ones that are boots on the ground, actually making a difference in a specific area as opposed to a blanket, you know, nationwide thing. And that is, well, obviously there are other urban leagues in this country. What sets yours different besides the people that you serve? What sets yours different from others?
I think part of our uniqueness is the connection to a larger national movement, yet the individuality and independent autonomy to serve Austin and Central Texas according to what the people indicates are the needs to us. The movement has a particular approach overarchingly from the national perspective, but Texas and Central Texas residents have specific needs and desires to be served and supported. So we meet with our brothers and sisters wherever they are, we meet them where they are, and we design and implement those services and supports according to community feedback. There are some boilerplate things that we have set in place to operate administratively and programmatically, but adaptability at the affiliate level, that's what sets us apart. And I think me being here, not to toot my own horn, I had the privilege of working at the New York affiliate and the National Urban League and now the Austin Area Urban League. So I have a unique perspective of seeing the movement in a professional sense from all directions. I also grew up in urban league programming back in St. Louis, Missouri.
So you know what it's like to have a different perspective, not just from the needs of the city that you are currently in, but of the needs that, you know, maybe down the line, seeing that from being in another place, being on the national level.
Yes, yes. I got to see the urban league at its best in several different environments. So I was privileged enough to receive some mentorship and some coaching from outside of the Austin and Central Texas market. But more importantly, there are some urban leaders here who have helped my evolution to be able to be a servant leader in a very effective way. So servant leadership means that internally and externally, when I say internally, I got great team members like Mario Davis, like a Cameo Stewart, like partners like Desiree Jones and Co. So we have great relationships that turn into great supports, resources, and opportunities and access for brothers and sisters that are from Austin and Central Texas. So it's taking all of that and making sure it has the right impact in the community and on the ground for the people, for the people.
Why don't you just move along to Mario here, where, you know, I assume the basketball tournament that we're about to discuss is kind of more your, being that you are the special initiatives coordinator.
Yes, sir.
Now, the basketball tournament is something different as far as most basketball tournaments are concerned. Usually it's, you know, you invitational, you try and get a big name school who comes in and obliterates the other schools that are there, and they walk around with the fun little trophy that they get in corporate sponsorship and stuff like that. But you guys went for a specific group of colleges that, once again, don't get their proper due as far as publicity and coverage is concerned. You went after the historically black and colleges and universities, and this is your first annual invitational.
Yes, sir. The HBCU platform is a bit different in regards to sports. And right now, the term HBCU is one of the talking points in college sports. We're familiar with Coach Deion Sanders and what he's doing in the football ranks. And there's been a number of organizations and institutions that have started promoting HBCU basketball, but they do it on a much larger scale when we talk about the NCAA. We are focused on NAI institutions, which we have our very own Houston Tillerson right here in Austin.
Now, what is the difference between that and the regular, pardon my ignorance?
No, just the NCAA, they're broken down into three categories, Division One, Two, and Three. And NAIA, so it falls right behind there. But those institutions, based off of the school type and the school size.
Okay, so it's historically a smaller school among the smaller schools.
Yes, sir. So that's what we want to target our attention to, the small guys who don't really get the attention, as you said earlier.
Well, I find that that's where a lot of the character and a lot of the stories end up being is, you know, interviewing lots of charities and stuff like that. One of the things that I've noticed is you get a lot of talking points from the people who are, you know, attached to the big charities. You get real world stories from the ones that are, you know, named after a child, or the ones that have started in a basement and grew to be something bigger. And I always find those stories to be the more interesting ones, the ones that, you know, where you can ask somebody, what made you start a charity? What made you think that, you know, you were going to quit your job, that you were doing just fine doing, and you were going to try and make a difference? And that's one of the things I like about being able to give the opportunities to a smaller organization is that they not only do they need it, but it's they've got a power of their own that people don't necessarily recognize. And I enjoy my job very much, being able to give them a platform.
That's great. And when you speak of stories, Mr. Dunlap and myself, our story began some 20, 22, 23 years ago.
That's right.
At an HBCU at Lincoln University in Missouri. So when he came to me with this vision about producing HBCU events, it was just like, we just picked off where we left off from our college day.
Yeah. The thing to understand about the HBCU experience, it starts with a small yes to something different. And everything that starts small can be big. The HBCU experience for students who will be left outside of traditional academic and athletic experiences is huge. As an entity or an organization, that being the Austin Area Urban League, that serves underserved communities, we have a value proposition to where let us come in and be your partner in showing the brilliance and the beauty of the HBCU experience at your institution. And we would do that via basketball as the gateway. But we will introduce you to HBCU culture and everything that entails it, so you can understand the nurturing and developmental environment that surrounds the HBCU experience. This is bigger than just basketball, but the basketball is part of the gateway that we are initiating in 2022.
I worked in sports radio for a few years, many, many moons ago, and something I noticed that sports is a universal language. It's something that, you know, you can have nothing in common with the person sitting next to you except for your excitement for a silly little team or a sport or a player. And then all of a sudden you realize there's, you know, the differences aren't the things that define us, it's the similarities.
That's right. And again, when you think about diversity in the educational experience on the HBCU campus, you'll find students from all different social, economic, and ethnic backgrounds from different regions of the globe. You won't just find students at Houston Tillerson from Austin. You'll have a dominance, but you'll see students coming from all parts of Texas and all parts of the United States, all parts of the Western Hemisphere, and all parts of the globe. Part of our value proposition and what we want to bring to the table is the spotlight on Houston Tillerson and the three other institutions that are a part of it, that being Wiley, that being Talladega, and that being Langston. When we highlight them, it shows in the end solutioning for an educational and cultural developmental experience. We don't want to just come and go to school. You need to have a whole developmental experience. That's what the HBCU provides. So when an individual comes into the HBCU basketball invitational culture, they'll see a college fair and a career fair. So I would also want to use this platform to say, hey, this is an opportunity that you may not be the HBCU featured in the invitational, but there is an opportunity for you to be featured at the invitation. So that's a call out to all of the HBCUs to, hey, come join us in this experience so we can show your beauty and your brilliance.
Would it be fair to say that historically Black colleges and universities are a great example of equity of opportunity versus equality of opportunity?
What I would say is when you think of equity or equality individually, you have disserved both. You do not get equity or equality without the other. So when you think about the HBCU experience, and I'll use myself as an example, I can also use Mario. Both of us, when we tell our stories individually about how we got to Lincoln University, we each had opportunities to go to big-time D1 schools in all of the Power Five conferences. But because of life circumstances, we weren't able to access that opportunity. We get to Lincoln and we still play good basketball and good football enough to take us to the top level to play outside of college. It didn't happen that long for me, and Mario did pretty good where he was at. But look at what we are doing today in serving our people. We are absolute success stories of the HBCU experience. This is what we want people to recognize when you talk about equity and equality. I got an experience from Lincoln University in Missouri that I wouldn't have got anywhere else. And I also attended for a semester at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. And I'll tell you, I am better off having attended those universities as opposed to potentially taking a scholarship somewhere else where I would have been cultivated into thinking I could have played at a professional level and not understanding that I am professional. I am a professional at everything that I'm doing. I am a pro at serving God's people in this format. Mario is a pro in serving God's people in the community in this format because that's what we did at Lincoln University. We got good at serving people. We got good at playing basketball and football. We got good academically, right? So that nurturing environment, that supportive environment that cultivates whole human development, not just the student athlete. That's what we got from Lincoln. And I promised that when I got in a leadership position, I would facilitate that. So this is how the movement pays it forward for the HBCU experience.
And we are joined by Quincy Dunlap, the president and CEO, and Mario Davis, the special initiatives coordinator from the Austin Area Urban League. AAUL.org is their website. If you want to get tickets to the upcoming basketball tournament, it's AAUL.org/events. Tickets are on sale now, so, you know, go hop on there right now and buy your tickets. So let's actually slide a little bit to your event in coming up in here in December, where this is, I love this. This is an opportunity to celebrate the people who have made an impact in the community, who have gone more than just above and beyond, but have actually made a difference to the point that they are worth celebrating. I want to discuss your December 3rd upcoming Equal Opportunity Gala.
I'm gonna make a connection between the Invitational and the Gala. The first thing to understand about the Invitational is there's also a free basketball camp and clinic on the 22nd. Round one is the 23rd, and the third place game and the championship game is on the 24th. So there's actually three parts to the event. You can also, if there are any corporate sponsors out there who want to invest in good people in Austin and Central Texas, there's an opportunity for you to buy a block of 200, 250, or 300 tickets and support Title I schools across the different ISDs in attending this event, because this is an event that is designed and implemented for the community to have access to opportunities that they would not otherwise access. The connection point to the gala, which is happening December 3rd at the Hilton in downtown Austin, we will be honoring some of those individuals who have attended HBCUs, who have played HBCU sports, and then some of the other students that we want to scholarship and expose to the HBCU experience. The gala is the opportunity for us to celebrate excellence in service by the individual honorees that we will provide acknowledgement to. It's the celebration of service. It's also a good time, but more importantly, it is the Urban League's desire to acknowledge those individuals and corporations and partners that partner with us to do great service and support and partnership in the community. So we party with a purpose. We celebrate, but we celebrate the people actually doing the work on the ground and the corporations that actually get involved in the weeds beyond writing a check.
And the difference between the two is that this is your first inaugural basketball tournament. This is the 45th Equal Opportunity Gala.
Yes. Yep.
So for 45 years, they've been celebrating the people that make a difference in your community out there. So AAUL.org, if you want to get involved. We are talking to Quincy Dunlap, Austin Area Urban League, Mario Davis. Before I let you go, I want to make sure that, you know, is there anything that you guys want to make sure that people out there know? Is there anything that we haven't covered that is worth mentioning besides the basketball tournament and the good work you guys have been doing?
These are not fundraisers, right? The thing that we are doing is launching cultural experiences for the preservation and sustainability of BIPOC culture here in Austin and Central Texas. This is bigger than just an individual or a corporation buying a ticket or writing a check. This is putting your diversity, equity, inclusion, or whatever other nonsensical name you want to give it. This is putting your community reinvestment and community building mindset into action, right? This is the opportunity for you to partner with the Urban League and its partners, because we're not the only agency doing great work. We are one of a couple that get it done for the people, right? So when you come, the first thing we would ask that you would contribute is your time and your sweat equity, right? Come in and volunteer with us so you can see what we do, then invest financially or in kind. Come get involved by volunteering. Show up for the community and the people, right? And we take a cross-generational, non-biased, non-partisan approach to this. This ain't just for Democrats. This ain't just for Republicans. This is not just for liberals or conservatives. This is a non-partisan, non-biased approach to improving the quality of life of the individuals that we encounter. So come join us, come partner with us, come collaborate with us, come be good allies. Let's all be good allies in improving the quality of life for all of individuals across Austin and Central Texas.
And Mario, is there anything that you would like to say before we go?
I just want to just take lead from one of our slogans, changing lives. The HBCU experience and being a student athlete has totally changed my life. And what I want to say is come out and support the student athletes of Houston-Tillerson. Come out and support the student athletes of Wiley College, Langston University, and Talladega College. I've experienced HBCU event just like this, and it was under the watchful eye of a legendary coach, Mr. Big House Gaines out of Winston-Salem State. After the game, I got to meet him, and, you know, he gave me some pointers and told me, you know, that, you know, we played very well. And he's coached several NBA players. One to name is the great Earl, the Pearl Monroe. And that meant so much to me. And who knows, you come to these games, support these student athletes, you might be a motivating factor in their life. And that, you know, they will continue to pay it forward, just like myself and Mr. Dunlap are doing right now. So come out and support November 23rd and 24th at the HEB Center.
If you are a retired WNBA or NBA retired player, if you are a former NCAA athlete, reach out to us to talk with us about how you can get involved to encourage more people to go to college, right? College is not just about the degree, it's about the developmental experience that you gain, right? And the people and the relationships that you build. This is relational, non-transactional, right? So come out, you're gonna buy a ticket, but you're gonna have an experience, and the experience is relational. Come out to this HBCU Basketball Invitational November 22nd, 23rd, 24th at the HEB Center out in Cedar Park. And again, I'm inviting all my retired WNBA, NBA players to reach out to us to see how we can partner to help our community have a great cultural experience.
It's at the HEB Center. Tickets are on sale, aaul.org/event. Austin Area Urban League, thank you very much. Quincy Dunlap, President and CEO. Mario Davis, Special Initiatives Coordinator. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, sir, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.